AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. A Minnesota man has admitted to abducting and killing 11-year-old Jacob Wetterling nearly 27 years ago, a crime that led to changes in national sex offender laws. Jacob's mother, Patty, says it's painful to learn what her son went through.
For us, Jacob was alive until we found him. We need to heal.
Danny Heinrich made the admission as he pleaded guilty to a federal child pornography charge that will likely keep him locked up for 20 years. Back after a summer break, Senate Democrats again blocked a $1.1 billion Zika funding package and an accompanying VA spending bill over restrictions on Planned Parenthood. They also plan action to protest a lack of action on the president's Supreme Court nominee.
Unhappy that Merrick Garland's nomination to the Supreme Court continues to go nowhere, Senate Minority Leader Harry Reid says Democrats are ready to use a procedural maneuver to protest the inaction.
Starting today, I'm objecting to committee's meeting for other purposes until the Judiciary Committee schedules a meeting to consider Judge Garland's nomination.
It's usually no problem getting approval for committees to meet once the Senate's been in session for 2 hours or at some other times. Reid says he is willing to consider allowing a committee to meet if there are extraordinary circumstances, but for now looks to bring a lot of committee sessions to a grinding halt. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
Former Fox News anchor Gretchen Carlson settles her sex harassment lawsuit against the company for $20 million.
Gretchen Carlson says she's gratified the 21st Century Fox acted decisively after her lawsuit was filed. She says she's ready to move on and will work for the empowerment of women in the workplace. Ailes, whose ouster was softened by a reported $40 million payment from Fox, has been advising the Donald Trump campaign since he left the news channel.
That's AP correspondent Warren Levinson. This is AP Radio News. Prosecutors hoping to paint actor Bill Cosby as a serial predator at his upcoming sexual assault trial asked to include testimony from 13 other women who say Cosby gave them drugs or alcohol before molesting them. The AP's Mary Claire Dale reports the court must also decide whether a phone conversation can be evidence in the case.
Prosecutors want to play a phone call between Cosby and accuser Andrea Constan's mother. This call was made in 2005. Mrs. Constan wants to know what drug Cosby gave her daughter and what happened the night of their encounter.
The judge wants to start the trial next June 5th. Thousands of nurses at five Minnesota hospitals are on strike. Nurse negotiator Angela Becchetti says Allina Health is stretching staff too thin.
We came to agreement on safety. They were willing to give us clinical experts in training and a security guard in the emergency room. Unfortunately, staffing and the insurance continues to be an issue.
I'm Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.